Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Todd, a survey of the millions of users of social media platform TikTok ranks the top 10 national parks in the world.
All right.
According to TikTokers and the number of TikTokers around.
These are
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
In the world, so it might not be all U.S. national parks.
It won't be.
It's not all U.S. national parks.
You're not going to, you just tell Todd to go look for it, right? You're not going to go into this, right?
Well, we've got 10 of them to go through.
No, no, he does. He does. He can do that privately. Yeah.
And it's Yellowstone is number one in the world, according to TikTokers.
That stands to reason. Yeah. That's a pretty unique place.
Yeah. But too many people go there, so you don't go there anymore.
Yeah, I'd prefer there be less of a crowd. But
you prefer it's 1883. Yeah. Watch that. They're not there yet, but they'll be there.
Denali National Park is in number two.
Oh, you're going to do this. Okay.
Right. Oh, my God. Who the hell cares? Right,
and then number three in the world, according to TikTokers.
Go to three.
The number of TikTokers.
Let Todd look to
is Yosemite.
All right. Oh, you saw? You gave me the... Man, I need a Yosemite.
That's
man.
A good one.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Denali.
Kind of busy for my taste.
Yeah. Too many people want to go there.
We went in the spring. And, you know, it wasn't totally open, but it wasn't crowded either.
Pre-pandemic, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a park in Turkey, the UK, and South Africa that's in the top 10. Otherwise, seven of them are in the States.
Mm-hmm.
When they gaze upon Yosemites, towering sequoias.
He did pronounce sequoias right. So
he's a dumbass. He's a big dumbass.
That's
he's
what I don't get is how do you get sequoias right?
Yeah.
That's a tough word.
Yeah.
It is. He could have easily butchered
that.
He's
a big dumbass.
What are the other ones in the U.S.?
Oh, that's
Oh, my God. Who the hell
You've been to all of them.
Cares?
You've been to all of them.
No, I haven't.
Yes,
Grand Canyon.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You've been to that one.
Joshua Tree.
Yeah, you've been to that one, yeah.
Glacier National Park.
So you've been to all of them, man.
And Redwood National Park.
Right. Yep.
Yep. Been to all of them.
Does that make you want to finish the cookie list?
No.
No. It makes me want to go see more national parks. Because the ones I haven't visited, with the exception of Great Smoky, are not that busy.
Right. Plus, he's got to see that one in South Africa, too.
That's right.
That too.
It's a bit of a trip.
Well, if they're national parks, they're probably pretty cool places, regardless of where they are.
Long drive.
That is a long drive.
Long drive to get to South Africa.
Yeah, it is.
Did you see the satellite footage of the volcano blowing up underwater?
Oh. Yes, that was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, they were showing the water.
Yeah, Todd saw it, and then something else blew up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was I posted it on my Facebook page. That's satellite porn right there, man. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
For you, it's just porn.
They said that ash cloud that came out of the ocean. First of all, it said, you know, there was a little island created there by all the spew from the volcano.
Mm-hmm.
But the ash cloud covered, I don't know how far 270 kilometers is, like 150 miles. Before the wind finally dispersed it.
Did it get heavy? Didn't it get some flooding in Northern California? Is that where it was?
Yeah. They were afraid of that.
Well, there were. No, they did.
They saw some flooding.
Yeah, they showed up like a canal in California where the wave was just coming down the canal. It wasn't enough to hurt anything. But
just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there was some tsunami action closer to the shores.
The National Weather Service says the eruption caused a shockwave that was detected as far away as Chicago.
Wow.
Man.
A spike in air pressure readings was first detected at O'Hare Saturday morning.
Oh,
the other side of the shockwave circled the globe before reaching the Chicago area early Sunday morning.
I felt it in my knee.
were you on your knees?
Oh, no.
Oh, you felt it actually? Okay, I thought.
Yeah. I got a barometer in my knee.
They did have a lot of hardware in there during that surgery. They might have left one.
That's true.
Yeah, that
here we go.
Yeah. A little late.
I don't have it ready to go. And you're going to say eruption, man.
Well, that's kind of part of the deal.
Tsunamis are surprises.
Todd's pants, same thing. That's what happened when he saw that eruption.
That explosion was incredible.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I saw the little bit of the water flooding, but ain't like it didn't have enough TV time this weekend.
For non-satellite porn geeks, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I got to see it. I'll check it out today.
From space.
Yeah, check out Todd's Facebook page.
All the stuff
I posted was shot
from space.
Right. So if they created an island, can people go hang out there? Like, how long would it take before you could go there?
They blew it up now.
Oh.
It's kind of half there. But, yeah, I suppose you could hang out there. Because they declared it dormant a couple of days ago. And they were a little off the mark, apparently.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Go stand on it.
Did we say dormant? Yeah. We meant extremely volatile.
We got that wrong.
I don't think there's anything close to what the supervolcano is going to be, though. Because the supervolcano.
Oh, see, that's what. That
will devastate the world.
I knew this was going to happen. That's what Jim texts us all, that Todd's freaking out about this thing. Well, we're going to destroy the world our own before that anyway. Don't worry about that.
Maybe.
Yeah. Humans are going to do that. Dumbasses. Yeah. Yosemites. Yeah.
Well, it's a race.
The Yosemites. Yosemite fans are going to destroy the world anyway. They're dumb.
And in more unnecessary stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's saying something after that conversation.
Is any of this really necessary?
It gets worse.
I know.
Really, it does.
I know
it gets worse.
I know it does.
Campbell's. Campbell's soup.
Yeah.
Candles.
Oh, like so chicken noodle soup candle?
Yeah.
Oh, tomato soup candle. See, I just want to eat all the time. We talk about this. But
oddly enough.
I love tomato soup.
Chicken noodle soup and tomato soup and grilled cheese. Yep. They're turning into candles.
Oh. And you're going to want to eat that all the time.
A candle?
No, just anytime the candles smell actually like food. It's like you would just want to be, you could not eat.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd rather like the Gwyneth Paltrow's cooch.
Yeah. Well, you want to eat,
And still, just want to eat that all the time.
The grilled cheese one would
you
be dangerous.
You still want to eat that, yeah. Grilled cheese.
That'd be tough.
Yeah.
If the house always smelled like grilled cheese.
I know.
Don't you think you'd acclimate after a while?
Yeah, but
I would hope.
I'd rather have flour candles smell like flowers. You don't want to eat flowers.
But I still don't think you'd acclimate before you put on about 50 pounds.
Right. Do they have clam chowder? Yeah. Clam chowder candles, because Campbell's makes decent clam chowder.
Do they?
For canned soup it is,
For canned soup.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it makes sense, those early tubes. I don't think they would sell many
clam
of the,
chowder, right.
Yeah. Chicken and wild rice with the beef vegetable medley.
That might be what Gwyneth Paltrow's smells like anyway.
Yeah, clam chowder.
Right, yeah. That's something.
Some kind of chowder.
You have the cream of mushroom
chowder.
Candle.
I hope it doesn't smell like mushrooms, but chowder. Goop.
How about a little chicken tortilla? That's a good soup.
That's good soup too, you're right. Yeah.
Are these... For Campbell's?
Yeah, for Campbell's. I don't know if Campbell's makes it or not. But
No, it's some other brand.
So it's chicken noodle and it's mac. It's grilled.
Tomato soup and chicken grilled noodle. Cheese.
They're all three different ones, right?
Two.
Oh, tomato soup with grilled cheese involved. Oh, so
it's
already mixed. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
there's just two candles. Oh. One of them is the classic chicken noodle. The other is tomato soup and grilled cheese.
And grilled cheese.
Oh, I thought those were separate ones. That makes it better.
It does, except it makes it worse.
Yeah.
It's going to smell like something you want every day, like Gwyneth Paltrow's goop.
Well, and if it's like my house, my wife has candles, cigarettes, which she usually lights after dinner, which that's not going to help. I just ate. Now I'm going to want to eat again.
No, you're right. Right.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
There's a new colony of 60 million fish that were previously undiscovered in Antarctica. Yeah. They were found in the ice-covered Weddell Sea. These are ice fish that have no red blood cells.
I saw the story the other day off the air, and I told Tox I knew the only one that would care.
See-through skulls.
But I told him about
it. They're out in the ocean, right? First, I thought there was some, you know, landlocked lake, but no, they're
Weddell
out in the ocean.
Ice-covered Weddell Sea in Antarctica.
See-through skulls.
Yeah.
Their skulls are see-through.
When I was in high school, we had a fish that was kind of like translucent. I don't know if the skull was see-through.
Right.
You could see its bones and stuff.
Yeah.
My mom and stepdad went out of town. We had a party, and this dude just put his hand into the aquarium, pulled it out, and ate it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How'd you explain that?
Easy,
to the
Tommy
folks?
Boy.
I was at the fish store the next day.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
And they couldn't tell?
No, yeah, we just got a replacement. It was just a tiny little fish. I have to clean up all the beer cans and go find a fish.
You know, it's a good party.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good party.
Must have been a popular kind of fish. Wasn't hard to find, was it?
No, yeah, it was just, you know, standard. Yeah.
Fish.
You could see its guts and stuff.
He just ate it. he was the king of the party, though, man. See, Jackass, February 4th, I'm there.
That's soon.
I was talking to my,
it's going
to
be great.
Talking to my son and my son's buddy, and I said, we're going that night.
I
want to see that in the theater.
They ran the trailer for that last
theater's
night.
It's theater's only right away, right?
During the game last night, and I saw, and I was howling.
I know.
And my wife was looking at me like I was an idiot.
I know. I've seen the trailer 5 or 6 times now, and I love it every time. And the trailer doesn't even show near what we're going to see.
No.
But the funny stuff, right? And those guys are, like, they're 40s and almost 50. I think Knoxville's 50, and they filmed it a couple years ago. They're sore.
Yeah.
You can't take punishment like that at that age.
No.
And they did it one more time.
That's, like, the only thing that could make what they were doing crazier.
Right.
Is that they're doing it at 50.
Right.
And some of them sober.
Right.
Like Steve-O.
Steve-O's sober, yeah.
Yeah.
I sound like it goes together.
Well, he's been sober for a while now, Steve-O. We met Steve-O. He's been sober.
But he's willing to do all that stuff sober.
Like, well, I think you're safer sober when it was kind of most of those events.
You know? I know, but the danger and the stupidity also set in a little quicker before you go, this is dumb.
I wish they were still just jacking each other in the nuts at 50, too, man. Just like whack. Backhand and nuts, and you're in your 50s.
The clip in the trailer.
You're down for it the day.
The clip in the trailer that had me howling the loudest was it was like a coffee shop trailer.
It blows out.
And the guy gets hit in the nuts by this big balloon that comes out. I fell off the couch.
Because the first couple times you get hit in the face.
Yeah.
Another guy goes,
What would make this better?
It's called Forever Jackass, right?
Yeah. Jackass Forever.
Forever, right.
Yep.
Yeah, I love that. So I was watching an old clip of something they had on YouTube where in their office, they'd installed just like a giant hand that was out of view when you're like walking through this hallway until they flip this switch and then it just smacks you and everybody goes flying. Like, if you hung out with those dudes, you would always be on edge. There's no, like, how would you relax around your friends?
You couldn't. They didn't, sure.
No.
There had to be some sort of rules, like a safe space that they would establish.
Maybe.
Like, we're not going to do this here
or
during this
time. Maybe,
but that's
how they got some of the best video. That's probably something they got the best video. I'm guessing nut tapping with the camera was almost, was any time.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
when some of that stuff, like Bam was so scared of snakes, so they're like, we'll just throw you in a trailer with all these snakes.
He
legitimately terrified.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, you got to wonder what goes on the editing room floor of that movie.
Probably
they try a bunch of other stuff.
Not the bad stuff. Mm-hmm. They want the best stuff.
Oh, no, they keep that.
Yeah.
Can we find one of those big hands for the office thing? Because we got some nice corners around here.
That would be great.
Just knocking the girls in the office on their feet. Just they're flying through the air.
That would be great.
Well, they were waiting until somebody was like carrying food in and stuff. The food goes flying.
February 4th. That's a Friday, I believe. in theaters. I'm gone. Now, I want to ask you, these, now, we've all been in new theaters with the reclining seats, and they're like, even though there's like a table between you, two of them are actually together. Does anybody buy the seat next to somebody that they're not with?
Probably not.
Because you're laying there with that person.
Not unless it's a full theater.
Yeah. It's got to be crowded.
But is it open? If it's not sold, it's open.
It's an open seat.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're I've sat next to somebody I don't know. Oh, okay. Those and you're all reclined.
You're far enough away from them. Because, you know, especially in the old days when you would just sit right next to people you didn't know. I mean, legitimately, elbow to elbow.
But yeah, it's no different than that.
No, I mean, it's not, except you're laying down.
It is different because you're sitting up at the other one. Yeah. And this, you're just like, I was like, had a blanket and stuff.
You're kind of kicked back.
Yeah. It's pretty, like, it's pretty intimate.
Relaxing with strangers.
Because I know it's just going to be me and my son and my buddy, his buddy. And I thought about that. So I'll be sitting by myself, so. You know, how you doing?
I mean, how many times do you go to see a movie where the whole, like, every seat is taken?
Jackass on opening night.
Maybe. I doubt it still. Yeah. But that's where, you know, that's where it's nice when you can pick your seats.
Right.
You can go, no going in ahead. Well, that one's only one open. I'm not going to sit by somebody I don't know.
Right. Or I would look for one empty and say, how you doing?
Matinee.
Make it weird.
Picking a little matinee.
Yeah.
Don't forget your scissors. So you can cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn bucket.
Puss ain't going with me, but he's invited if he wants.